It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. We're still waiting for a verdict in the trial of former Enron executives Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling, but last week, after both sides gave their closing arguments, we took a look at the lessons learned from the collapse of Enron. The moral of the story for Jenny Gardner in Charlottesville, Virginia, is that CEOs need to be held to account. Quote, they need to be responsible to far more of an extent than they are. It's ludicrous that we aren't pointing fingers in that direction. We would immediately hold accountable any low-level employee for something that goes awry on an assembly line. Yet we do not hold the hands to the fire of those mega-rich, pampered CEOs and boards who are just laughing their ways to the bank. We also talked last week about the debate over illegal immigration as it focused on the border. President Bush says he wants the National Guard to help secure the U.S.-Mexico crossing as part of a broader reform. Scott Brenner in Apple River, Illinois, doesn't think that goes far enough. Boosting the border guards while offering amnesty is like locking the brakes with the gas pedal floored, he wrote. The only way to stem the tide is to put some farmers and CEOs in jail for hiring illegals. We need to fix our window dressing laws for the prosecution of employers, which have resulted in only cost of doing business fines and a slap on the wrist. On the other hand, Melinda Ayers thinks we've already gone too far. I really wonder what happened to the philosophy of give me your tired, your poor, she asked. I think that the assertiveness of these illegal immigrants in coming to the U.S. to better themselves is to be applauded. I really do not like the idea of border patrols or walls. Many of these, quote, illegal persons are very hard workers and have been here for a long time. If they already have jobs and have proved to be a valuable asset to U.S. citizens, then they should be allowed to stay. Listener Lee Olson complained about our subject material. Is there possibly anything at all to talk about 24/7 other than politics? NPR must stand for nothing but politics radio, he wrote. Another listener named Roy wrote to us from Salt Lake City to complain about the other stuff. Why are you wasting your time with this drivel? Please get back to politics, please. Among the other stuff we talked about last week was the spate of season and series finales on TV these past couple of weeks. Some listeners remembered Buffy, Friends, The Simpsons, and of course the classic Who Shot JR season finale on Dallas. Votes also came in by email, and there was a clear winner in the inbox poll. The best series finale I can recall was the second Bob Newhart show, wrote Lee in Oregon. As the credits wound down, it switched back to the first Bob Newhart show, and he was in bed with his wife, Emily, played by Suzanne Plachet, I believe. He wakes up Emily and says, Emily, I just had the strangest dream, and that was the end of the second series, a finale I still smile when I think of it.
All right, Bob. What is it?
Well, I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you. Good night.
Nothing made sense in this place. I mean, the maid was an heiress. Her husband talked in alliteration. The handyman kept missing the point of things. And then there were these three woodsmen. But only one of them talked.
That settles it. No more Japanese food before you go to bed.
Hello?
If you have questions, comments, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Becky Villamas, Susan Lund, Setsko Sato, Megan Moline, Odette Youssef, Barry Hardiman, Marie Nelson, and George Lyle. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Paul Heltzel produces our web content. Gwen Ooten directs the program. Sarah handles our production assistant. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She gets engineering help from Linda Mack and Drew Reynolds. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Bill Marimo is vice president of NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can listen to any story from today's program or previous programs at our website, npr.org. Just click on the archives. Find out about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music. Visit npr.org/music. And if you've heard an NPR story you like, you can share it with a friend at npr.org. This is NPR.